Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. When it comes to eBay advocacy, nobody does government relations quite like eBay. This week, the United States of eBay are once again storming the Capitol Hill as part of the company's annual DC fly-in. Tim Chapman is there as part of eBay's delegation, and he's taken time out from lobbying legislators to give us a live report. Tim's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Customer Service. Tim, what's on the front burner this year when you meet with the various members of Congress and the Senate?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. And before I get started, I wish I could send you guys a video. I'm about a block away from the White House. I can look at it from where I'm standing. Well, standing up on the roof right now. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, cool.
But, yeah, very, very cool. What's on the agenda, really? It's the Internet Sales Tax issue, you know, how it placed such a burden on the small sellers of the United States, you know, not just eBay, but all small businesses. So
sure. That
and also the cross-border trade issue. Those are the two big ones that we're going to be talking to the big wigs about. So
have you spoken to any of them yet?
No, you know, as a matter of fact, I had the morning off. We're going right now. I just checked in, and they gave me a goodie bag. You would not believe.
Oh, what's in the goodie bag? Wait a minute. Priorities.
God,
what's in the goodie bag?
These guys are something else when it comes to this kind of stuff. Oh, you got a water bottle and sides and oh my goodness. Toy, everything. An umbrella and a fancy canvas bag. Oh, my gosh. So many good eBay stuff. You can't believe it.
Is there really a pack of cigarettes?
No cigarettes, Griff.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
But it was fantastic. These guys know how to do it for sure.
Sure.
So yeah.
How many of those bags will be sold on eBay? Probably none of them.
I don't know. I think there's like 24 people from all across the United States that are doing this. I believe the number's 24, but there's people from each, not in the Midwest. They group them together a bit. But from each section, and then they go to see their senators or their senators' helpers from each section, so they can hear from the people from that's in their area.
So you'll be the Southern California area?
Yeah. Who have you spoken to so far?
I've spoken to, all the eBay people. I haven't spoken to any of the we haven't gone out on the Hill. They call it on the Hill. I thought that was really kind of weird, because this is the first one for me, but we're going to Capitol Hill. I go, okay.
Of course.
So it's pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah.
All the eBay people are here, and they're just fantastic. I spoke to Jeff, I forgot his last name, just a minute ago. He's in charge of all the social media stuff, and pretty much he says, because I've been posting already a few posts. I had this morning I had off, so I rented a bike, and I went on a bike ride and saw all over the place. It was great. But anyways, he's a social media guy, and the only thing you can't post is specific, you know, the time you're going to be at the lobby.
Of course,
that kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
So, but he said, everything else, post all you want. We need all the help we can get on this. So, and of course, in my group on Facebook, I have all my eBay people, but I have a whole bunch of other people too that are interested all the time. Hey, what's going on? So it's pretty cool. Really good.
It's funny that you should mention that they won't let you do certain things on social media. Do you know that the president is sending out every single day an entire schedule of everything he's doing and where he's going to be?
I know.
That's
the first, isn't it? They would never do that. Well, the bad guys are going to know where he's at. My goodness.
I know.
That's kind of weird.
I know. It comes in your email. So I thought that was kind of fun.
So, very odd. So, Tim, you haven't been able to, you haven't talked to your reps yet then?
No, I have not. We start that first thing tomorrow morning.
And
so
what will you,
what are you going to say?
Exactly.
Well, they're going to tell us what we're going to say here in a few minutes. We're 2 o'clock, well, East Coast time, of course, but 2 o'clock, check in. They gave me my big bag of goodies. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And meeting all the people. And then they have each table is your group. I'm group one in California. So you start talking to your people and mingling around, and then at 3 o'clock they give us from three to five, they're going to tell us, you know, what we can and cannot say, that type of stuff, and what we're going to do, what we're going to accomplish. And really, they really want our story, what we are about, you know, how we came about, you know, what business we do, and how this would be a burden, essentially, is what it is, because it would be a massive burden. Everybody you talk to that even if they're not in VIZCO, oh my gosh, you can't. You'd have to hire somebody to remit the taxes back to all of these counties all across the United States. It'd be crazy. You can't do that. You would stifle the small business of the United States. So that's really what it's about.
And you know, you are a full-time e-commerce seller.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And that's most of the people who are on that trip probably are, Griff.
That's true.
They're probably full-time. And, you know, that's even small businesses that do not sell on the Internet are in trouble with this because now almost all small businesses are going to be selling on the Internet if they're not now.
Right.
They're selling the things they sell in their brick-and-mortar store but online.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So,
it would be such a burden. It's kind of crazy, you know. We're not against collecting taxes, but you can't put such a burden on us. We know, everybody knows, the government knows, the country's run by small business, but much more than these big businesses that are out there. Small business is what makes America go around. So, it seems like a pretty easy sell to me. We'll see how they listen tomorrow, but in the past, people, they said they've listened quite well. So,
yeah, they do.
Goes good.
It's funny because given the current mood in D.C. Actually, a lot of representatives are actually looking for input like this, specifically on issues that impact business. So it's a way of making making a difference and making a statement.
Oh, absolutely!
I was reading.
Even the people with the best of intentions when they run for office, for federal office or for Congress, and they end up going to D.C., one of the biggest challenges they have is it becomes really difficult to do your job and also keep in touch with your constituents. It's really hard balancing act, so anything that helps them, they appreciate.
And I'd like to add also that a lot of our representatives have never owned a business.
Yeah, so they don't know. Some of them don't really get it.
Yeah.
Griff, when they did learn about business, it was large corporations.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So we have to tell them, you know, we have to explain about walking a mile in our shoes.
There you go.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, and the thing is, this week it's Small Business Week here, you know, so it kind of coincides.
Oh.
This is one of the first times it's coincided with the eBay Advocacy Day. So,
oh, that's
or the eBay
perfect.
Fly-in, whatever they want to say. But yeah, so we have all these groups that are going out tomorrow. Definitely a good thing, no question. I mean, it's just, I mean, even for me, it's such, they ask me, you know, it's such an opportunity. I go, well, you can't pass up an opportunity like that. It's wonderful, you know, so to be a part of this, to be a part of something big.
Have you seen Catherine Terrell, the New York people yet?
No, she's over at Bulk, so I'll be here shortly. So, and I think she's going to do an interview with the guys about Bulk after she comes back from them in the next week or so, a couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
But I'll come back on with you guys and I'll give you a big update after, you know, after this one, maybe perhaps the next couple of weeks or so.
When do you fly
back? I'm really excited. I come back on Thursday, so it's a pretty short trip. So I came in last night, Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, and then go back on Thursday. So.
Did they put you up in a nice room or are you in the hotel motel?
No, like I said, I'm looking at, right as I'm talking, I'm looking out and I can see the top of the White House. It's right here. This place is fancy schmancy.
We don't really put them in a Motel 6,
fancy
Lee.
Fancy schmancy.
We put them in the good quality Holiday Inn.
Yes.
No, the hotel room is called the W. And all these hotels that are right here and we're right in the midst. I'm totally serious. I'm looking at the White House. It's crazy.
Well, it makes it a lot easier. You don't want to have to travel back and forth to where you're going as well. So.
Well, that in reality, that's what it's about because they told us, I don't know how many times, wear comfortable shoes.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a lot of walking. But everything is, a lot of it is all walking. I guess they have a van, but a lot of it is walking to where we're going. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I got to tell you that for the time I did it, I'm sure you'll feel the same way. When you first walk into the Capitol building and you're going to offices, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I know. I said I'm a part of something big. When I was on my way here, I had a chauffeur. I had my name. The guy had my name. I always wanted to have that happen. Anyways, the chauffeur I was talking to.
Did he call you Tim or Mr. Chapman?
That's sweet.
No, it said Timothy on it, but it looked good.
No.
I got a picture of it. anyways, the chauffeur goes, well, if you see Trump, you tell him this and this and this. It was so funny. Oh, it was great.
And you didn't tell him, well, I'm not going to see Trump, but.
Well, hey, I might see Trump. Come on.
Oh, you're going to the president? Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll
be sure he doesn't cut you off halfway through the interview. But.
Wait a minute. Are you really going to meet the president?
No, he's not.
Oh,
going to meet
the we're not going to see the president.
I
hey,
missed
he might
the
walk
joke.
By. Who knows? You don't know where he could be. But no, we're not going to see the president. But it would be cool. I'd get a selfie with him, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Mm-hmm.
So, how can we keep, you know, track of what's happening via social media? Are they going to be, you know, tweeting? Or are they going to be Facebooking? What?
Well, everybody, I'm doing so. I don't do that much, but since I'm out here, I've already done two or three posts, a couple of them personal, but with the eBay stuff. But from now on, it'll be all eBay stuff. So you can follow me. I'm Tim. It's under my name, Tim Chapman. But all of the other constituents and Kathy Terrell, she's on there a lot. So you can follow Kathy Terrell, and she'll do a whole bunch. She's from
New York.
She's not from California.
She's from New York.
That's right. She's from New York.
She's from New York City.
Yeah, she's an ex-actress. So, or I guess you're once an actress, you're always an actress. But anyway, so. You can follow her, and she does even more than me.
Oh, here you are. I'm very honored to be part of the eBay fly-in in Washington, D.C. I'll make a few more posts over the next couple of days. You gave us a picture of the Jefferson Memorial. Your morning bike ride is on here.
Yeah. I know. It's so cool.
So put Tim Chapman, Chapman, into Facebook, and you'll see his posts. Tim,
always a pleasure. Good job. Keep up the good work there in D.C. for us. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Next up, your calls. Yeah, it's true. When we come back with more of eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There. That's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from Bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check Bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before Bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it costs more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to Bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-bit software. 6-bit software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-bit stores your item info forever. 6-bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-bit software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. at 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.